Good morning. I was fortunate in that I was the artist whose watercolors were hanging in the gallery for the month of January. I happily received lots of compliments on my paintings and some interesting analysis of my work by other artists. The feedback was helpful and affirming. Interestingly, so many folks who complimented my work apologized for not being creative themselves, which I found to not be the case at all. Most had just not had specific experience with watercolor painting, but were in fact creative in their own way. I was reminded of an experience I had when I met with my meditation group during the holidays. Five of us had gathered to sit in meditation and were quietly assembled and ready when Susan entered the room in silence. She was a vision of loveliness, with her curly black hair, snowflake earrings, bright red Christmas sweater, black yoga pants, and carrying her purple meditation cushion. She placed the meditation cushion on the floor and alighted upon it in the yoga position as gracefully as a butterfly. Then she took from her bag a small, soft knit, navy blue lap robe and tucked it about her legs and was ready to meditate. Afterward, Laura, who was an oil painter, and I were talking about the differences in our mediums when Susan joined us and said, "I wish I could paint, but I am not at all creative." Ha! So much for self-assessment. I said, "Susan, look at yourself. You are an artist." When you entered the room, we caught our collective breaths because you are such an enchanting sight with your joyful colors, your graceful movements, your shining spirit. You are your canvas. You are your art. You are the epitome of creativity. I'm really pleased to add that since that time, Susan has decided to find a watercolor class for beginners so she can explore her creative potential.
Good morning. The subject of art and spirituality could take up many books, but what I'm presenting is a mixture of thoughts I've had as to the meaning of spirituality as expressed in all the arts. Sometimes when I'm listening to a National Public Radio, I catch one of Terry Gross's interviews with a musician, writer, actor, or filmmaker. The discussion often touches on an aspect of creativity which relates to me, and it helps me continue my own creativity, resolving some of my doubts about the relevance of what I'm doing. In a recent interview, the actor Seymour Philip Hoffman said, "Sometimes acting is a really private thing that you do for the world." This speaks to a dilemma I'm often confronted with. I paint for personal reasons, trying to express a spiritual attitude. But I wonder, when the painting enters the wider world, is that spiritual attitude communicated to whoever sees it? How is spirituality connected to the personal creative act, whether it be writing, performing music, dancing, acting, painting, filmmaking, architecture, or any endeavor which is appreciated for its beauty or emotional power? Does the creator establish a relationship with someone or something outside the self, or is it just for the creator's self? Let's look at how you use spirituality as expressed in our seven principles, encourages creativity. The inherent worth and dignity of every person can be expressed in creations which honor the human body. The sculptures of the ancient Greeks and Michelangelo are classical ideals of the human body. Not so ideal, but still dignified, are the photographs taken by Dorothea Lange, who traveled across America during the Great Depression, reminding us of the inherent beauty of people who were living in hard times. Justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. An artist's conscience can be moved to express convictions about the human condition and by a sense of outrage at social justice. Picasso's painting Guernica expresses the violence of bombing during the Spanish Civil War, but this painting is a universal condemnation of war. Maya Lin's Vietnam Memorial in Washington is a powerful monument which brings forth emotional responses in its visitors. Encouraging spiritual growth. A person may create to express a religious belief, a question about our existence, or a possible afterlife. Medieval cathedrals, religious paintings, and much classical music can put our spirits in an attitude of reverence. A modern cathedral in France was built around devotional paintings by Henri Matisse, and a chapel in Houston houses paintings by Mark Rothko, where people can sit in quiet contemplation. A free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Creative acts can be used to investigate an idea or a concept which interests the artist. The search for truth is involved in the work of documentary photographers and filmmakers. Nonfiction writers can inspire us with their art to understand or clarify ideas in our minds. I'm sure most of us have had this happen. We read something that expresses in words exactly what we've been thinking or experiencing, and we feel a kinship with someone else out there. The democratic process takes place in collaborative arts like dance, theater, and music, where several individuals work together, sharing creative ideas. Architecture, which improves the lives of others, is a design process with input from more than one creator, a back and forth, sometimes requiring compromise. Some artists work to promote peace and liberty in the world community. Picasso designed a white peace dove, which became a universal symbol of peace. The American artist Robert Rauschenberg established the Overseas Cultural Interchange, a network of artistic communication with artisans in China, Russia, India, Mexico, Cuba, and Venezuela working together. They honored and used their local skills and cultural traditions to create art. And finally, art may be motivated by an awareness and appreciation of nature, respecting the interdependent web of all existence of which we are part. The painter Georgia O'Keeffe reveals to us the beauty of nature in her landscapes and her paintings of flowers seen close up, so that the colors and shapes take on a universal, abstract harmony. How can a creation connect to those of us who experience it? The artist Marcel Duchamp has had a huge influence on artists in the 21st century who want their work to interact with an audience. He writes, "The spectator brings the world into the external world, deciphering and interpreting it, and thus adds their contribution to the creative act. Once a creation is out loose in the world, the creator has little control over it. It's removed from its creator and becomes an entity in and of itself. One opinion is that an artist is a receptor, not the originator, through whom visions or ideas flow from experiences and knowledge that we all hold in common." This service has a subtitle, Connection and Meaning. The arts can make connections for us, linking together different disciplines or different concepts to form more of a big picture. This fall, I visited the Institute for Contemporary Art in Boston to see an exhibit of Tara Donovan's sculpture. She uses simple, everyday objects placed repeatedly together to create a greater whole, which becomes a beautiful construction. Afterwards, as I was walking outside, I appreciated the forms and textures in the architecture of buildings around me. Composed of many small repeated units, it gave me a new awareness of what's around me, thanks to Tara Donovan's examples. Sarah and I used to attend modern dance performances. I was captivated not only by the beauty of the human body in motion or posed in space, but also by the composition or the choreography. The repeated moves, the flow from one dancer to another, sometimes making a surprising break from a routine. These are like music, like the notes written on a score or calligraphic marks on a page. This was one of those aha moments when I made connections between seemingly different disciplines so they became related to each other. When we experience this type of connecting, it brings us a greater awareness of the meaning to our lives and an appreciation of the wonders of life around us. I will close with one of my favorite quotes from the composer John Cage, which you might be able to read on the cover of the Order of Service if you spend time. What is the purpose of writing music? A purposeful purposelessness, or a purposeless play. This play, however, is an affirmation of life, simply a way of waking up to the very life we're living, which is so excellent.